number 9852, Alan R. and Pamela K. Seek, Souther Bay Road, west of Daisy Road, being Lot 51 within suburban development. They're seeking a variance from the side yard and front yard requirements, setback requirements.
Members of the board, I am Bill Schaub, again, representing the owners of this property. And this case is a little bit unusual because, again, Mr. Lank and I met, and there is a possibility that this home was pre-existing zoning. But again, it was right at the time, and Mr. Rickards may be able to confirm, that he just wasn't able to say absolutely when it was built. So we just suggested, because just so there were no problems in the future for future buyers, that we would request the variance. The survey, again, same scenario, survey done just before settlement. And same situation, a survey had been done several years ago at a settlement, and no problem was noted to that buyer. So that buyer then went to sell when that survey was done. I then noted the problem. And as I said, it is possible that it was concluded at the prior settlement that there was no problem, because someone may have said, oh, I know that house was built in 1967 or whatever. But since Mr. Lank was not able to confirm the exact date, that is the reason for a variance. Again, like in so many cases, the home is, it is a small home on a small lot. 6 inches it's about 7 inches. If it were built after zoning laws came into effect, again, it's about an inch or two too big for the lot, because you can see on the other side it's 10.2 feet. If you had 10.2 and 9.6, it doesn't even come to 20 feet. So they couldn't meet the 10 feet on either side if they had been exactly 10 on the other side. So the home has existed, though, for at least 30 years. And it could have been longer than that. It certainly has presented no problem for any area surrounding property owners. And likewise, it would be an extreme hardship to correct, because it would require the removal of about 7 inches of the side of the house. For those reasons, we ask that the variance being sought here be granted.
I believe we checked, Mr. Chairman, we checked the property cards, and that's what it shows, that it only goes back, you know, to the 60s, the property cards.
So. How's the height of the fence?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
How's the height of the fence? Is it conforming?
The fence, I don't know what it says here. It doesn't tell me how high the fence is, does it?
No, I didn't know if anybody looked at it.
No, I haven't looked at this one.
And I can't answer that. I don't know.
Most of the, I know that out in that area in the suburban development, there's quite a few variances. I've looked those up for the board.
Okay.
The height of the fence, I can't say, you know, I have no idea.
Okay. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. Cape?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hutton?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay, hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 9852. It's not created by the applicant. It's been there for quite some time. It certainly won't alter the character of the neighborhood. There's a minimum variance to grant relief.
Can I have a second to that motion?
Sorry.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe with a second by Mr. Hutson that we approve case number 9852. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.